Welcome to Preservation of One. I'm your host, Alexandria Argus. So listen, let me tell y'all something that I had experienced recently, right? I'm the type of person, I give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm not always right, right? But I give people the benefit of the doubt. Even when I know I'm right, I still give people the benefit of the doubt. Now listen, when you talk to me, I'm going to remember what you told me. I might not quote it back to you verbatimly, but I'm going to remember what you told me. Now, I do have moments here and there when we talking, I've been forgot what you talking about because my mind on something else or either what you talking about probably just don't interest me. So, yeah, a lot of times I tune stuff out real quickly. Yes. Anyways, I said that to say this here. Whenever you're getting to know someone, for me, I'm going to pay attention to what you say. I'm going to pay attention to what you say, not to be able to throw it back up in your face, not to catch you in a lie, but I'm going to pay attention because, you know, these are things that you need to know when somebody's telling you about them or when somebody's telling you their story. You know what I'm saying? Even in friendships, you're going to remember the majority of those conversations because they are meaningful in your friendship. You know what I'm saying? And in friendships, y'all can talk about something that happened 15 years ago. And you on point because you paid attention to your friend. So you know what time it is and vice versa. I said that to say all of this here. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. But what I ain't gonna do again, I don't think I'm ever gonna do this here again, because every time I do it, I play myself. So I'm not gonna do this here anymore. When I know, damn it. Okay, now I'm back. Now what I ain't gonna do is, when I know I'm right, and when I have a gut feeling and my intuition is telling me, girl, you right, and I know I'm right, I ain't gonna second guess myself again, okay? I'm rolling with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling with it. I wouldn't care if I'm wrong with some or whatever. At the end of the day, it is what it is. Because what you ain't about to do is play games with my mind and have me thinking I'm tripping and have me feeling bad or apologetic over something that wasn't even right from jump. Okay, let me give you an example. Somebody texts me this morning, say, hey, can I get a picture of you? Why? And this is my response: why would you want a picture of me and you have a boo? They're gonna text back something about, like, how do you know I got a boo? People talking and don't even know what they're talking about. That's not the exact text, but that's exactly what they were saying. Like, you talking and you don't even know what you're talking about. Normally, I would let that go and just be like, okay, you know, or whatever, you know, keep it pushing. Possibly be like, you know what? Let me see how far I'm going to let this here play out. Now, I ain't letting it play out no more. I've been stopped letting stuff play out. But I'm turning over a new leaf. You know, seasons change. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to follow the foolishness and see how it play out. But it don't play out good for me. It don't do nothing but piss me off and waste my time. So I ain't giving my time to the bullshit no more. So anyways, so when they said that, I said, you forgot. When I first met you, you drove your boo to Cypress, Texas, and you flew back to your hometown, to Memphis. You forgot about that, right? I said, exactly. Leave me alone. And I went on to block this person. And we're gonna go ahead and keep it pushing. So I'm like, how do I not know what I'm talking about? You know, when you clearly told me you got a boo and a child. You know what I'm saying? And besides, us conversing wasn't even about me and you trying to send no pictures. It wasn't about me and you trying to get together. It wasn't about none of that. You know what I'm saying? It was more on along the lines of encouraging. You know? younger dude than I. And I don't know what it is with me and these young dudes. I don't even like young dudes younger than me. I don't know what the shit that is, but I'm not a fan. I like dudes my age and older. Anyways, or whatever. So I'm like, you know, it was more of an encouraging thing. And then you want to sit up here and try to flip this on me here. Mind you now, I just dealt with a sucker that, excuse me, I ain't going to call him in a sucker. I just dealt with a young man that just did this whole spew here last month of flipping things around on me. You know, and had me second guessing myself when my intuition was telling me, girl, let it go. Girl, you know you're right. And I even texted him last night or whatever, you know, because I was like, you know what, maybe I want, you know, ain't no maybe, because I was like, you know what, I want the friendship. I don't understand this dude, but I'm going to try to understand him because I'm trying to be more patient with, you know, getting to know guys. You know, it's I'm the type of person with me in love and in relationships, either we click or we don't, right? And even in, you know, past relationships, we didn't always click, but it ended up working out and we end up falling in love with each other, you know, in time, and it became beautiful, right? Cool. So I'm like, okay, well, let me just, but I also had friendships before I jumped into relationships. But anyways, and for me, it just works out better like that. So anyways, I'm sitting up here like, okay, so let's just, you know, be friends. And even though it was a whole slew of bull crap that went on, I'm like, I'm still like, let's be friends, as if I'm gullible and I'm not. But I'm like, okay, still, let's be friends, right? Trying to look past all that, trying to see the good in a situation, right? And after I sent the text, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, hey, we gonna see what happened. It is what it is. But last night when I sent that text, I deleted that person's info out my phone, deleted all the text messages, everything. Because I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this to myself. You know what I'm saying? And then this morning, to see somebody do that same pattern, I'm like, hell no, I'm done. We're both. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never slept with these men. You know, I ain't never did nothing but converse, you know? When I seen that same thing this morning, I say, oh, hell no, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it. I mean, I've been single for a minute, you know, and everything, and that's fine. But when I seen that same pattern, I'm like, girl, is you fool? Run for the hills. Run, girl. Okay? Run, lady, for the hills. I mean, it was just crazy to me. Like, you want to mince words. You want to try to flip words. You want to try. No, we not doing that. You said what you said, just like I said what I said. If your actions is not lining up with it, and then you twisting words and you twist and you forgetting what you told me. Nah. You forgetting what you told me. That, nah. Which means that you trying to run game on me. Or either you lied to me. You know what I'm saying? And hey, shit, everybody have lied in their life. So, you know, I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying? But, man, when I seen that pattern again, both of them just out the window. Don't call me, don't text me. I can't do nothing with them. One of y'all nice people. Y'all go ahead and keep pushing. Yeah, I can't do nothing with it. I ain't setting myself up like that. Anyways, but it's just amazing the manipulation and the power that, or how people feel empowered to want to play you, to want to run game on you, you know, because they think, I don't know what they think, but I guess because you seem like you are nice. And like with me, I unconsciously flirt with people. It's not that I'm flirting with them because I want them. I just unconsciously flirt with people. And I got to stop that. Or whatever, you know. But to me, I'm unconsciously flirting. But to me, I'm really just joking and, you know, playing around. You know, let's laugh and joke and play around. But it's not like that, you know? It ain't like that with me at all, you know? whatever, and I gotta, you know, stop that or whatever, you know. And when I, you know, when I do be unconsciously flirting, you know, we'll laugh and, you know, and that's it for me, you know. But hey, you know, I don't know. But even if you do think that it's something more, or you want something more, come at me correct. That's not too much to ask. Come at me correct. Don't come at me with that narcissist, manipulative, or and pimp mentality, or player mentality. Don't come at me. Don't come at women. Don't come at us with that, because we're going to spot your type. We're going to spot your con miles away, okay? Don't come at me telling me I'm combative, because I'm not combative. I just ain't got time for the foolishness, okay? Because chances are, when a woman spot the foolishness, that's going to set off red flags. So she going to be on high alert. And when you keep doing it, them claws and them horns is going to come out. And just know that you earned every bit of it, player, because you did it to yourself, okay? That's all I got to say about that. Anyways, moving on past that, I had to get that off my chest. So when you see that happen in your life, yeah, you know to go ahead and tell them people to keep it pushing, because they ain't doing nothing but wasting your time and theirs. Yeah. So anyway, the moral of the story is, when you know, you know. You know, let's try to be fair. Let's try to be more conscious and aware. You know, the whole thing about life is not to divide, is to be one, to have oneness, to have unity. You know, it's not for us to just, you know, just, well, for me, I don't want to keep falling out with people, but it's like it makes you fall out with people, because it's like, come on, man, like I can't keep playing these games with you, you know what I'm saying? But I guess, you know, when the majority of us realize, you know, the power of oneness and the power of unity, it just makes life easier for everybody, you know, because then you have something to stand on in your relationships and your friendships. You have a stronger foundation, more so than havoc, you know what I'm saying, than someone wreaking havoc. You have more foundation and stability and something to stand on versus a muck. You know? Anyway, that's just my personal story for today. Next episode coming out on Wednesday. Thank you.